Let's take a closer look at Eric Niebuhr's TPC No. 3. This piece is a fascinating exploration of abstract art that challenges our perceptions through its dynamic use of visual elements. Let's start our analysis by closely examining the artwork, taking note of all its visual components without jumping to conclusions about their meanings just yet. As you gaze at the painting, you'll see a complex arrangement of lines that crisscross and intertwine throughout the canvas. These lines vary in thickness and direction, with some being straight and rigid, while others are more fluid and curved. The way these lines interact creates a sense of movement, almost as if the ropes are in motion, inviting the viewer's eye to travel across the surface. Have you noticed how your gaze follows the flow of the lines? This guiding aspect is crucial in drawing us deeper into the composition. Next, let's discuss the shapes present in this work. We can identify both geometric and organic forms here. The geometric shapes, often associated with the ropes and cords, contrast sharply with the more fluid, organic shapes that emerge from their arrangement. This interplay between rigid and soft forms creates a visual tension that captivates the viewer. Notice how these shapes are not static, they appear to interact with one another, enhancing the overall complexity of the piece. How do you think this interaction reflects the themes of connection and movement? Now, let's turn our attention to color. The color palette in TPC No. 3 is particularly striking. We see a blend of soft pastels and vibrant hues that create both harmony and contrast. Dominant colors such as reds, greens, and blues command attention, while subtler shades provide balance. The use of color theory is evident here. The complementary colors enhance the visual interest, drawing our eyes to specific areas. Think about how these colors make you feel. Do they evoke warmth, energy, or perhaps a sense of calm? The emotional impact of color is a vital aspect of this artwork. Next, we should consider the texture of the piece. The surface quality appears smooth, which allows the colors to resonate with clarity. This smoothness can enhance the viewer's experience by providing a clean backdrop for the intricate interplay of lines and shapes. However, the visual texture created by the overlapping ropes adds another layer of depth. Space is another crucial element in this composition. The positive and negative spaces are carefully balanced, creating a sense of openness amidst the tangled forms. Overlapping elements suggest depth, drawing attention to the intricate network of ropes and cords. This thoughtful use of space encourages viewers to traverse the artwork, exploring both the foreground and background. Have you felt a sense of depth as you look at the piece? Now that we've identified these elements, let's analyze how they are organized. The balance in TPC No. 3 leans toward asymmetrical balance, where different visual weights are distributed unevenly across the canvas. This creates a dynamic composition that feels alive and engaging. The harmony among the elements is evident, recurring colors and shapes contribute to a sense of cohesiveness. Contrast plays a significant role in enhancing visual interest. The juxtaposition of light and dark areas, along with smooth and rough textures, draws the viewer's attention to specific features. This contrast not only adds depth but also creates focal points within the artwork. As you explore these areas, what elements stand out to you the most? Emphasis is another important principle at play here. The arrangement of elements leads your eye to certain focal points, such as clusters of vibrant colors or tightly coiled ropes. These features capture attention and guide the viewer's exploration of the piece. Movement is also significant. The lines create an implied path that encourages our eyes to travel across the canvas, mimicking the movement of goods on a trolley cart. Lastly, let's consider scale and proportion. The size relationships between the various elements are thoughtfully managed. Some shapes are exaggerated, while others are minimized, creating a sense of rhythm and structure. This variation in scale contributes to the overall dynamism of the piece. In integrating these elements of art and principles of design, TPC No. 3 conveys an intricate narrative about the connections and complexities of everyday life. The ropes and cords, often seen as mundane objects, become symbols of movement, interaction, and the ties that bind us in a bustling urban environment. This synthesis creates a rich tapestry of meaning, inviting viewers to reflect on their own experiences and relationships. In conclusion, the overall impact of TPC No. 3 is profound. The combination of carefully crafted elements and design principles reveals Niebuhr's intent to evoke thought and dialogue. As you reflect on this artwork, consider how it resonates with your own experiences and emotions. What conversations does it inspire within you? Thank you for joining me in this visual analysis of Erich Niebuhr's TPC number 3.